Good morning. We are, that song you just listened to was Body Rhyme by Ben Woods. And guess what, Ben?
Ben Woods is in studio. And as is Poe, a lovely dog.
Oh, hi Poe.
That was your chance to work.
That was
your chance. That was your moment.
That was your moment.
Speak, Bobo.
She's like, speak. No. Oh, there it is. Good job.
Proof that
good
we're
job.
Not just lying that there is a dog in studio.
Yeah. I will say, we'll get into all the important stuff, but it was strange when I walked in and I was like, I feel like I know that dog. Yeah. I was like, I feel like I've seen that dog. And then Ben was like, oh yeah, this is Poe. And I was like, I know a dog called Poe with that name. Turns out it's the same dog.
Famous university dog Poe.
Seen him many a time.
Yes, we are in studio with Ben Woods. You just heard Hello. Body Rhyme. First, tell us a little bit about that track.
It's the first, I don't know, it's been a long time. Well, it feels like it's been a long time since I've released anything. So I guess it was the, it's like a, the first thing I've written since my last album that came out in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And I started working with a bunch of recordings, on a bunch of recordings with my friend Ben Edwards in Littleton.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, we churned through a bunch of stuff, but this is the first one. And it feels like kind of like a transitional song into like a lot of the stuff we're working on and the stuff that had gone back, so it felt like the right thing to put up first.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
good very stuff. Cool. And indeed, it signals the announcement of a fantastic tour.
Mm.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that epic, 8-date tour?
Yeah, the that'll be good. We're going up to, it's pretty much around Newtown Festival, which happens in Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
So we got asked to play that. I was booked around it really, but
nice.
8 shows up and down the country, playing some places I haven't played before, which would be nice.
Yeah,
on Lee. Nice. Yeah, doing the festival.
Very cool.
So
tickets are on sale now via undertheradar.co.nz, so you can go there. That song as well also has a fantastic music video that, you know, I was lucky enough, I could just watch right here.
Yeah.
The listeners will have to, you know, find it themselves, which I'm sure they will. Do you want to tell us about that video? What was kind of the inspiration? How do you translate the, you know, the song you made into a visual format?
Yeah. I guess, I find usually, especially with the kind of visual stuff, simple ideas tend to like work best. You know, the thing you can like, I feel like I've tried doing videos before. It's like quite a massive idea and a big production kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it always, to me, falls a little bit flat.
Mm-hmm.
So this time around, we had my friend Martin, who made the video with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We managed to get like 10 minutes of 16mm film.
Cool.
And that was nice because the song's 5.5 minutes long.
Yeah.
And we had 10 minutes of footage.
Nice.
So we were like, everything has to work. And so we did it. We actually did it at the university, luckily.
Very good.
Yeah, I don't know. Very simple. I guess simple concept. You know, I wanted to do something that was a bit vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Like kind of, I felt like that would work with the song and what I'm saying in the song. And so I, you know, just ended up, taking my clothes off and kind of gyrating in front of a camera with my friends for a couple of hours.
And then boom.
And it was, I don't know, but that's it. It was a simple concept, and it could have been like, when I was doing it, I was like, this is going to be so shit if it goes wrong. But if it goes right, it's going to be like my favorite one. And luckily, it's my favorite one.
There you go.
So that works out, you know. But it was scary for a moment when we started doing it, because I was, you know, the self-doubt kicks in. But then after a while, it kind of became like just like a weird fun game, you know.
That's bringing something out of you.
I'm always inspired by seeing, like, whenever you watch a movie and then you'll see like the behind the scenes of how they film that, and you're like, they must have felt so stupid while they were filming that, and then it looks great, you know. So it always works out. You also have the big gig coming up February 19th at the Art Gallery. Tell us how you got involved in that. What can people expect?
I guess that was from over the lockdown, me and Jamie, who obviously works here,
he was just walking right by the window
past,
right then.
Just made me this beautiful flat white coffee.
We're about to see him in that window soon as well.
Okay.
He, him and my other friend Brian, who runs Melted Ice Cream, we did this festival, this kind of online festival that was called Better Living, everyone. Cool. And it kind of just like ended up being really great and kind of blowing up a little bit more than we thought it would. And it was great, yeah. But I think through that, the gallery got in touch with me.
Cool.
And were like, hey, we hear that you curate things. And I was like, well,
you're like,
yes, I can.
I'm sure I'm a curator. I do now.
Yeah, totally.
So it was kind of like that. But I really do like it, actually, because I'm pretty opinionated about what music I like and what I think people should like. Or like what I think they'd like to see, but often don't get the chance to. So it was nice being able to pull all these kind of bands together. We got I'm gonna start off the evening there, and then we've got Womb from Wellington.
Oh,
who I
love
think
Womb.
Are like amazing.
Yeah.
And the Bats, who are like, poster. Nice. Yeah, I don't have to remember. Yeah, the Bats, who are just like, you know, an amazing fun time and kind of Christchurch Dunedin legacy act.
Yeah.
And then Opposite Sex, which are another fantastic band that hasn't played, I don't think, in like 4 or more years,
oh,
maybe.
Oh, wow.
But just getting back together because they're going to release a new record.
Cool.
And then we've got RDU DJs, of course.
Of course.
Maybe C is there.
How can you not?
And Melted Ice Cream DJs. And
awesome.
Then afterwards, we're going to go to Smash Palace and we'll have Furby and Internet Death.
Ooh. Can't wait.
So, it's, yeah, I don't know. I think that's, I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be great. And it's free, you know?
Like, you can't say no to a free event like that.
Sounds really cool. There's also pop-up bars and food from Vagabond Chefs, The Burger Joint, and more.
How good.
Arts, bands, DJs, foods, drinks, funds, sea leases. Yes.
Badge making, I heard.
Oh, yeah. Now that's cool.
Badge
that
making.
Is cool. You said you were opinionated about music. So,
yeah.
We can't hear that and not ask some opinions on music. So what
indeed.
Are some bands that people should be listening to at the moment that maybe aren't listening to, or you don't think are, you know, getting listened to enough?
Ooh.
or just you know, you really love and want to shout out?
That's the other thing. I say that, but I also don't like to tell people what's good or not. But I will say what I can always say what
you can
I,
say what
I
you
like.
Think of course. Yeah,
well, I mean, obviously all those bands that like I've been listening to a lot, and they feel like they definitely don't get, I don't know, Bats, you know, people know them, people really like them, but Women Opposite Sex, I feel like, are definitely two of my, I would say they're like up there, like just in, when I listen to them, I'm like, this is like some of my favorite music, and not just like, sometimes people have like different, they think, I don't know, they treat local music and like music around the world differently.
Yeah.
You know, they like, that's a good band for a local band kind of vibe.
Yes.
And I feel like those are just like definitely some of the best. But
definitely.
Totally. Outside of that, when I was like making this kind of stuff and doing this new album, I was listening to a lot of, Pumice, which
Ooh.
Is like this guy from Auckland who I love.
Good
stuff. He's been a big one, and he's got this like Bandcamp page where he just like throws all these weird little different projects. There's a lot of that
awesome.
I was checking out, and Alistair Galbraith from Dunedin, and Chris Knox, who's like, you know, another classic New Zealand guy. I don't know, a lot of New Zealand music actually for
That's
it,
great.
Which is good.
Nice.
It's always like that band Big Thief, you know them?
Yes,
oh, yes.
Indeed.
I really like them. I was going to go see them, but obviously the whole COVID thing stopped that from happening, but they're always
that
a big
old,
one.
That old thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember my friend actually showed, the first time I ever heard Womb was on a cassette tape. They had like splitting the head from the body on a cassette tape, and they plugged it in and showed it to me. I was like, this is crazy good. And then I just like listened to it for months after
totally.
That.
It's one of those albums that you can definitely just put on repeat.
Yeah, 100%. Flows so well. Well, I think we've got everything back,
yeah,
haven't
let me
we?
Spiel everything real quick again.
Do it again.
Body Rhyme.
He's your
was
promo
fantastic.
Guy right there.
Yes. And indeed, there is an epic 8-state Aotearoa tour coming up, spanning from the 26th of February in Oamaru to, what did I say then? Oamaru to the 19th of March, Loons Club in Lyttelton, indeed. And the big gig you can catch that is on the 19th of February, you can catch Ben Woods alongside Womb, Opposite Sex, Melted Ice Cream DJs, and The Bats.
Ooh.
And you're playing Spaced Out Sessions soon too, aren't you?
Oh.
Am I right in saying
Yeah.
Goodness me.
We should have brought
you're
that up. I forgot about that one.
Well, we're bringing it up right now.
It's
Spaced Out Sessions.
That's one I definitely want to, promote. It's next week.
Yes.
I just keep being like, oh man, that's gonna be, it's gonna be, it's quite limited tickets, so like,
yeah,
get in there quick, I reckon. For and sure. Also, I don't really know what I'm gonna do.
Wow.
Or like, it's gonna be yeah, it's gonna be very interesting. I've messaged some people. I've been like, hey, do you want to maybe play some clarinet?
Ooh,
I've never had a clarinet in the band.
That's what you can expect from
and
a space out
so
session,
I'm just kind of like grabbing a whole lot of people. I'm going to make this kind of one-off, very intimate, strange,
nice
thing happen. And so it's next Wednesday.
Hell yeah,
that sounds fantastic.
Indeed, Poe and Ben Woods, thanks so much for coming into the studio this morning.
Thank you.
All right, cool. Oh, let's see if I can find my mouse. It's all right, guys. Oh, the mouse is dead. Okay, well, I'll just play something out of my laptop while the mouse dies. Let's listen to some Womb.
Hell yeah,
absolutely.
Let's listen to some Womb.
Absolutely.
Let's go from Like Splitting the Head from the Body from the album Like Splitting the Head from the Body by Womb.
Are you tired, Poe? Aw.